Hello again, everyone. I'm meteorologist Troy Kimmel. Welcome to TroyKimmelWeather.com, also my University of Texas weather blog site under campus safety and campus security at the University of Texas at Austin, weather.utexas.edu. That's the website. Folks, it's a Thursday morning, the 5th day of May. Going to do this kind of quickly because we have a lot of weather developing to our north at mid-morning. But the bottom line, moisture in place. We had some storms last night, especially south of us, and even some non-thunderstorm wind-related gusts over 50 miles an hour out at Bergstrom just after midnight, once those showers and thunderstorms had kind of passed through. So it's still an unstable atmosphere to the north and west. A weak cold front trying to make its way south. Dallas-Fort Worth, they're actually southeast of there, on down to north of Junction. Folks, that front will take a stab at us today with the moist, unstable air mass in place. Pretty good chance that we'll see some showers and thunderstorms. I'm pushing up the chance of rain just a bit in the text forecast on the website. In addition, we're in a slight risk in the Austin area. That's a risk number 2 out of 5 from the Storm Prediction Center daily outlooks of severe weather. Maybe getting some larger hail, damaging thunderstorm winds, but I think most of that is going to be Austin and northeastward, up along the I-79 corridor from Round Rock up toward Taylor, Rockdale, Hearn, back up toward Temple and Waco, and then kind of northeast from there. Need to watch it, though. By this evening, all this stuff will be out of here. We're into a dry, stable weather pattern. Once we get into it tomorrow, we're going to see an upper-level high begin to strengthen overhead. Folks, that's like putting a big lid on the atmosphere. And that means temperatures are going to soar into the lower 90s tomorrow. I expect upper 90s to near 100, perhaps on Saturday, and around 100 for Sunday and Monday. The air mass turns a little more unstable, and it takes the edge off the temperatures, but still well above seasonal averages with abundant sunshine for early next week. National Weather Service Weather Prediction Center guidance would suggest rainfall of about a quarter to a half inch today over the area, but it'd primarily be north and east of Austin. Folks, those are my audio weather thoughts, quickly as I did them, on this Thursday's 5th day of May 2022. I'll update my text forecast on the website, as well as my audio weather thoughts again on Friday morning. Be weather aware today, and have yourself a good Thursday.